All right, so you sent in this article called Aging Parents, Red Flags, and Seeking Help.
Yeah.
And it seems like you're noticing some things with your parents, right?
Right.
And you're not quite sure. Is this like normal getting older stuff, or is this something more serious?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what we're gonna try to like figure out today, right? Is this like normal, or is it time to step in and like help them out?
Yeah.
So that's our mission today. We're doing a deep dive into this article.
I love this article. I think it's a really great place to start because it can be a little tricky and kind of overwhelming
Yeah.
to kind of figure out, what to do and when to do it. And I think what I love so much about it was the author's personal story.
Yeah.
Her parents were very high-achieving professionals, still active in their field, very successful.
Yeah.
But, they had a leaky ceiling they ignored for years and a fridge full of expired food. So, I mean, I think it's a great example of, sometimes things aren't always as they seem.
Yeah, that's such a good point, because they might seem like they're doing really well, like especially if they're really high achieving when you were a kid,
Right.
you might not see these things. It's
Absolutely.
almost like you have this like filter on them,
Yeah, like a mental baseline from our childhood. So those, especially those gradual changes, they kind of fly under the radar. It's not just that they're getting older, it's that we're getting older, and we might not be seeing them as often. You combine that with, I think there's a natural tendency towards denial, both from the parents and sometimes even the adult children. And it's just no surprise that sometimes we miss these red flags.
So let's get into some of those red flags.
Okay.
So the article talks about some physical changes like bruises, skin
Ah.
tears, that kind of stuff,
Yeah.
which could point to like falling, right?
Right. And falls can be really serious, especially as we age. It's not just the immediate injury. It can lead to a loss of confidence, fear of moving around, and that can lead to social isolation. It kind of becomes a downward spiral.
So then beyond the physical stuff, the article talks about their home environment.
Yeah.
Like, is there a lot of spoiled food? Are appliances like left on? Is the mail like piling up? Stuff like that.
You hit the nail on the head. Those visual cues can be really telling. For instance, if they were always very meticulous about their yard and suddenly it's like really overgrown or bills are piling up unopened, that can be a sign that some essential cognitive or physical capacity is starting to like wane a little bit.
It's almost like the house itself is like sending out an SOS,
Right.
The article also talks about like missing appointments. Like the author was talking about her mom missing dental appointments,
Yeah.
which like I feel like that's something you could easily be like, oh, she's fine,
Oh,
whatever.
right.
But it could be a sign of something bigger.
Absolutely. Could be anything from forgetting appointments to having difficulty with transportation or even being overwhelmed at the thought of navigating a medical setting. It's usually a combination of factors.
And then there's medication.
Ooh,
The author talked about her dad. He was on dialysis.
Right.
And like, even with all the best intentions, it's just such a huge area.
Especially when you consider many older adults are on multiple medications with complex schedules. Add potential cognitive changes, difficulty reading labels, vision problems, and it's just a recipe for mistakes.
I mean, it sounds like we need to like shift our thinking from like, are my parents doing okay? To like, are there subtle changes I might be missing? And it
Exactly.
makes me feel kind of overwhelmed.
Yeah, I know it's a lot, but that's where like knowledge is power, right? So this article has a whole section on from awareness to action, and it really lays out a nice clear roadmap of what to do.
That sounds great because I need a roadmap.
Yeah.
So where do we even begin?
Well, they suggest starting with an intake call to a service that specializes in elder care. There are agencies and organizations that offer this. Even some hospitals have geriatric care management departments that can help. And it's basically just a conversation with a professional who can help you kind of assess your parents' needs.
So it's kind of like that initial call to like a therapist where they're like, okay, well, what's going on? Tell me about yourself.
Exactly. It's a great analogy. And they'll ask you questions about your parents' health history, their living situation, what are the challenges that they're facing, what kind of support are they already receiving, that sort of thing.
And then what happens after that call?
Well, then they'll typically recommend an in-home consultation. So that would mean like a nurse or a social worker would come and actually visit your parents in their home.
And that makes sense because they can see firsthand what's going on.
Right. Get a feel for the environment.
But I feel like some parents might be resistant to that,
Well,
like
They might.
It's kind of invasive.
It can be. And that's why it's important to like frame it in a positive light. Explain to your parents that it's not about, you know, judging them or taking away their independence. It's really about finding ways to make their lives easier and safer.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So during that visit, do they like give my parents a pop quiz? What happens?
Not at all. It's much more about observation and conversation. They're going to look at things like your parents' mobility, their ability to manage daily tasks like, you know, cooking, bathing, their medication setup, any potential safety hazards in the home, that kind of thing. And they're going to talk to your parents about their concerns, their needs, and their preferences.
So it's kind of a holistic assessment of like their well-being, not just their medical.
Precisely. So. And then once they gather all that information, then they can start to discuss different support options.
Okay. Let's talk about those options. So the article mentions everything from in-home care to like senior living communities. I mean, that's a lot.
It is a wide range.
Yeah. So how do you even know where to start?
Well, and I think it can feel overwhelming.
Mm.
But the key is to remember that it's not a one-size-fits-all situation. The best option really depends on your parents' specific needs, their personality, their preferences, and of course, their financial situation.
So like say my parents are, you know, pretty independent, but maybe they just need help with like grocery shopping or housework. Maybe in-home care would be a good fit.
Exactly. That could involve like a caregiver coming in a few times a week to help with those tasks, allowing your parents to stay in their home and maintain their routines. Or maybe they need help with medication management. So, you know, a nurse could visit regularly,
yeah,
sort out their pills, make sure they're taking them correctly.
Okay. And then I've heard of skilled home health.
Yes.
Is that more for like medical care?
Exactly. Skilled home health would involve like nurses or therapists coming to the home to provide medical care or rehabilitation services. It's often prescribed after a hospital stay or for people with chronic conditions.
Okay, got it. And then there are those senior living communities.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I think I have like a preconceived notion about those.
I understand. There's definitely a stigma attached to them. But the reality is that they've come a long way. They offer a wide range of options from, you know, independent living apartments to assisted living facilities that provide more support with daily tasks to memory care units for people with Alzheimer's or dementia.
So there's like a lot more variety than I realized. But, you know, I imagine cost is a big factor.
Oh, absolutely. And that's something that these agencies and organizations can help you navigate. They'll discuss your parents' financial situation, explore insurance coverage options, and they can even connect you with resources to help offset the costs.
Okay. Speaking of cost, this article mentioned this program called LifeSpark Complete.
Yes.
And it made it sound like that might be a cost-effective option.
It is an interesting model. It's a comprehensive program available under certain senior health plans.
Okay.
That aims to provide like coordinated care and support for older adults.
So it's kind of like instead of piecing together all these different services,
right,
it's kind of like a one-stop shop for aging well.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
And it might include things like in-home care, telehealth visits, medication management, transportation assistance, social activities, just a whole suite of services designed to keep seniors healthy, active, and engaged.
So it seems like it could be really helpful for people who are, you know, just feeling overwhelmed with all the different options.
Exactly. And it aligns with this growing trend in elder care, which is really focused on preventative care and keeping people in their homes as long as possible.
So it's less about like reacting to a crisis and more about just like being proactive.
Exactly.
And creating that support system.
Exactly.
Wow. You know, after hearing about all this stuff, I kind of feel like my perspective has shifted a little bit. You know, instead of just feeling this dread about my parents getting older and needing help, I feel like I'm empowered now.
Oh, great.
You know, like we can find solutions that work for them.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Having these conversations, you know, doing this deep dive into all the resources out there. It's not about like adding another thing to your plate. It's about proactive planning. You know, it's about giving you the tools to navigate all this stuff. You know,
right, with more confidence.
With confidence.
And I feel like even if our parents aren't showing those red flags yet, you know, having these conversations early can really save you a lot of stress later on.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's much easier to make these decisions and put plans in place when everyone's relatively healthy and of sound mind. I know it can be tough to bring up, but think of it as a gift to your future selves.
Yeah, like that saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, but you know, applied to families.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, even just starting the conversation with, hey, mom and dad, have you thought about, what you might want if you ever need extra help around the house, or if you considered making any legal or financial arrangements for the future.
Right. Just kind of opening the door to those discussions in a way that feels respectful.
Right. And caring, not controlling or like fear-mongering, but really approaching it from love and collaboration, acknowledging that aging is a natural part of life, and we all need a little extra support sometimes.
You know, this whole conversation has really made me think, you know, the article focused on when our parents need help.
Right.
But we also need to think about when we, the caregivers, need help.
Oh, that's so huge. That is such a critical point and one that often gets overlooked. You know, caregiving, it can be incredibly rewarding, but it can also be incredibly demanding, both emotionally and physically.
Yeah.
It's so important to prioritize self-care and to seek support when you need it.
Right. Like they always say on the airplane, you got to put your own oxygen mask on first before you can help anyone else.
Exactly. If you're burned out and exhausted, you won't be able to provide the best possible care for your loved ones.
Yeah.
So, you know, build in that time for yourself, connect with other caregivers, and don't hesitate to ask for help when you need it.
This has been such a helpful deep dive. I feel like I've learned so much about all the different support options available, how to have those important conversations, and even just like the importance of self-care as a caregiver.
Absolutely.
So thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, take care of yourselves and your loved ones.